I'm Pat Murray, WRPR News. There are certain iconic images that come to mind when thinking about American history. Ranking high among them is the now famous photo taken by Bergen Record photographer and Ramapo College professor Thomas Franklin. Just hours after the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, Franklin would snap what would later be listed in Life magazine's 100 photographs that changed the world. Franklin told me what was going through his mind that day.
To witness what happened on 9/11 was, a really traumatic event, but it was my job to make pictures.
Franklin's photo of the three firefighters hoisting the American flag over the rubble at Ground Zero was a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 2002. Despite the fame the photo has received, Thomas Franklin explains that it is just one of the many photographs that represents that day in history.
I don't really see it as being, more important than many of the other pictures I took that day, which show the destruction and the grief and the impact that it had on people.
The photo has been compared to another famous flag-raising shot, which Franklin sees the connection to.
I immediately saw a similarity to Joe Rosenthal's picture from Iwo Jima, but it didn't influence the way I shot the picture.
I was able to catch up with Ramapo College Jr. and Bhutan volunteer firefighter Matt Sullivan.
I really think that picture just symbolizes bravery, brotherhood of the fire department, and the determination to be able to overcome such a terrible disaster.
Now, you're also a student here at Ramapo. How does that make you feel that a Ramapo College professor was actually the author of that picture?
That's pretty cool. It makes me more proud to be a member of the Ramapo College community.
Thomas Franklin has long been highly regarded in the photojournalism profession. His famous photo on September 11th is remembered by people both directly and indirectly affected by that day. I'm Pat Murray, WRPR News.